You're dean of the Paducah School of Art. You were chosen for the juror position in the 20th anniversary Teen Spirit exhibition, and you had an amazing response. 500 entries, do I understand?
Yes, we had just shy of 500 entries from 14 different schools, both within the immediate region and some reaching out as far as Cape Girardeau. But we did have some remarkable things from the high school out there as well. We selected down from the 500 works to 176, if I remember correctly, by 147 artists, with works represented from each of the schools. So each of the schools in these regions, the 14 schools, and each of the art instructors who are responsible for the creative growth of these young people are represented in the exhibition.
What was your first reaction when you saw what you had to judge?
Well, you know, my first reaction was, of course, that this was an overwhelming task because the quality of the work was so evenly good, right? So it speaks really beautifully for the work of the instructors and for the work of these young people who took this very, very seriously and obviously take their art classes seriously. My second response, and the one I think is more interesting, was that there's a concurrent exhibition that's on show at the moment at the Frist Museum in Nashville. And it's like a Kentucky statewide high school exhibition that was juried down to, I think it was 37 works. And when I looked through that, I said, well, these are impressive, but what's really impressive is the amount of really good work that came in from the western region of Kentucky. So everything in this exhibition is certainly as good as anything that's in this statewide showcase taking place at a major museum in Nashville at the moment. So that speaks, I think, miles for not only the schools and the students, but also for the ISER in terms of its sort of reach and its scope and its ambition in putting together this show of 174 works of art.
I understand they are displayed in salon fashion.
Right, I think that's a first for them as well, and that was sort of my directive from Josh White, who's the director there, was they wanted to be, you know, inclusive, but the mandate was to be inclusive with an adamant eye towards high quality. And I think that we managed to find a balancing point between those two things. It was fun to recognize as many artists as we did, and it was rewarding to see that there was so much good work to choose from.
You are so good at describing art. I wonder if it's even fair to ask you, out of the 174 works that are on the wall, to pick a few and tell me why you like them so much.
What was interesting, the first place winner, the piece that I chose was a painting called Goldilocks by a young person by the name of Johanna Dent. And it was interesting that she was interviewed in the Paducah Sun the day after, or I guess after the awards were announced and in the paper the next day. And she had basically made the comment that she wasn't particularly enamored by the work at first, and that she even thought to dispose of it and went back and reworked it. And, you know, she must have thought the reworking was satisfactory to make her inclusion. But what I thought was impressive about that particular piece was the fact that it showed sort of the struggle of its making and the sort of history of its emergence as a painting. And I think that's characteristic of really good painting, that rather than it being a sort of mechanical process, that it's this organic process where it's act and react and act and react. And you could see that in terms of the decisions that went into the painting by sort of reading the surface of the painting. And I was impressed as well that it was sort of ambitious in scope. It was, a larger piece relative, and certainly not a large painting by the painting standards, but a large piece by the standards of high school artists and the works that were in the show. And then there was this beautiful little second place work by Caleb Tidwell. It was a charcoal drawing that obviously was a school project, because there are a number of similar examples of My Favorite Things or My Life sort of thing, where these young people put together assemblages, little still lifes of the things that were meaningful for them. So it's their school jackets and their sports shoes or whatever it is, or in this particular case, the musical instrument played the sort of key piece in this lovely little drawing, very sensitive, almost painterly charcoal drawing, as opposed to what we think of, you know, in terms of drawing as more like a graphical approach to representation. But this one is really remarkable in terms of its sense of light and space and the sort of painted character of the information. And then on the other side, the third place winner was a piece by a young woman whose name is Anne Wu. It was simply a very, very tightly rendered, the opposite side of Miss Dent's piece, a very tightly rendered still life of a bowl of fruit in oil, and just immaculately, impeccably painted, and just very, very crisp and very highly considered. And then there are other things. You know, there's this beautiful little platter by Matt Parrish. And let's see what else really struck me. Photography, Lily Shapiro, who's somebody's work I know otherwise from last year's exhibition. We awarded her a scholarship to the summer program here, the pre-college program at the Paducah School of Art. And she had a beautiful little landscape called Moonrise, where you could see that it was this very sort of long exposure and just captured the evening light just remarkably beautiful. And we know that she's a highly talented person going in, so it was a pleasure to see her back. And lastly, I think what I thought was kind of remarkable was there was a beautiful little painting by Casey Johnson called Faded Time, where it was a still life painting of some, I think it was a cow skull or an animal skull of some sort in front of these other still life products. But the color relationships and the sort of the directness of the painting I thought was remarkable. So there were lots of interesting things, and you know, I could go on and on and on, but I think that kind of captures the spirit of it. And so, you know, there were 9 different categories in the exhibition. So we chose the best in each category. We did a first, second, and third place, and we did honorable mentions sort of without distinction between categories. And then, of course, we awarded the Paducah Art Guild awarded a scholarship, and the Paducah School of Art awarded 2 scholarships for our summer program, which this year is going to be a 2-week program that sort of will allow these artists to come to our studios and study with our instructors over the course of the summer. There's financial value in this for the artists. There's a cash awards for the first, second, and third, and the honorable mentions, and then, of course, these 2-week scholarship programs are reasonably significant in terms of financial reward. It's fun. It's fun to do that. And I love giving away money, you know?
You sound heartened by the quality you saw.
Uh-huh. No, I was. I was very, again, I was very impressed. And I want to publicly tell the region that they have a really good group of people teaching high school art programs here in the western part of Kentucky. And we, of course, as Paducah School of Art, hope to see them as students here on their way to classes elsewhere. And we hope that this event puts us sort of in their mind and, you know, we see it. You know, it's sort of a selfish fashion as a recruitment tool, but it's also a real pleasure in terms of getting to know the high school teachers better and getting to meet young people that hopefully we'll have a longer relationship with in the coming 2 years.
Now, you mentioned that you were busy with the kiln at the Paducah School of Art. Bring us up to date with the latest from your school.
Oh, yeah, we've had our hands full, but we did what we said. We opened the building on Monday the 14th. So we have classes in ceramics and new classes in jewelry and metals. We had 2 full, very, very big weekends. I don't know, it's probably 10 days total, building 4 new outdoor kilns. So we have a new soda and salt kiln. We have a new Anagama, which is a big wood fire kiln. We have a beautiful new industrial built Bailey kiln, which is a big car kiln. So it has a car that sort of pulls out and you can load the kiln without having to get inside of the kiln. And we have what started as a small test kiln, but now it's just, you know, sort of a downsized version of the Bailey kiln. So we have that work mostly behind us. I think we're about 95%, and I want to thank all the people who helped us as volunteers. We had a crew of people, both volunteers and people from the community who helped us with the move. So we're grateful for all of that effort, and we're certainly happy to have most of it behind us.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to say that was fun as well, but it wasn't really so much fun when it got really cold, you know? But it's great to have that. What a resource it is for the community. You go and look at that new building and walk inside of there, and it's just a complete wow.
Tell me where that building is again.
We're located on the corner of 9th Street and Madison Street in Lower Town, right? It's sort of on the edge of Lower Town. And, of course, in the coming several months, we will start construction on a new sculpture building, a 7,000-square-foot sculpture building to complement that ceramics and jewelry building. And then in the coming 2 years or so, we hope to break ground on a new larger building yet, a 2D building, 22,000 square feet, adjacent to that property. So we'll have a small nucleus campus right on the edge of Lower Town and supporting the efforts and the initiatives that the city has invested in over the years with the Lower Town Arts District. It's a beautiful confluence, and the symmetries are great.
You sound like you're having a wonderful time.
I really am enjoying it. I think it's terrific, and you know, I'm working with a lot of really wonderful people, and I like our students. Like Western Kentucky is terrific.